Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The conflict in Ukraine is tearing apart millions of families, and it may also be stopping some from coming together, affecting international adoptions of Ukrainian children. Susan Sharon of Maine Public Radio talks to an American couple who are planning to adopt two Ukrainian brothers.
Tracy Blake Bell recalls the moment 2 years ago that she fell in love with two Ukrainian boys. They had just flown into New York for a sponsored trip to the U.S. The youngest was sick to his stomach, unable to keep anything down on the long car ride to her farm in Maine.
And his older brother was wiping his face for him and trying to help him feel better. And when I saw that love and compassion and connection between those two boys, I think that's when I adopted them in my heart.
Since then, Vanya and Saroja, now 17 and 14, have twice traveled back and forth from their orphanage for extended visits with the Bells, who also have two sons about the same age. Last summer, the couple began the process of adopting them. And in late January, as Russian troops amassed on the border, they made the difficult decision to travel to Ukraine for a required appointment with the State Department of Adoption.
And I was in this living room, sitting there with my two teenage, biological teenage sons, and I said, I'm so sorry that I'm putting you through this, but if we don't go to this SDA appointment, we will not be able to adopt the boys.
The Bells visited the boys in their rural orphanage and filled out legal paperwork. Then they returned home. When Russia invaded a short time later, their adoption was not yet complete. The couple held their breath as the orphanage director worked out an evacuation plan for the boys and nearly 60 other kids. The group is now in Poland. Nat Bell is relieved, but he says the boys are trapped in a bureaucratic system that's been destroyed by the invasion.
So currently they're safe, but they're not eligible for a tourist visa because they're in the adoption process.
And without a Ukrainian judge granting them custody, Nat says the only option is for the federal government to relax its rules to allow them to come to the U.S. Daniel Stevens, the executive director of Family Connections, Inc., an agency involved with international adoptions, says it's an equally tenuous situation for other Ukrainian orphans in temporary shelters. There may be host families willing to take them in, but no way to facilitate the process.
There needs to be movement on, okay, let's get in a safe, organized, trackable way kids into placements that is going to be sustainable. You know, maybe it's for the next 60 days, maybe it's 90 days, maybe it's longer.
The Bell family is currently working with members of Maine's congressional delegation on possible solutions, and they're grateful for the outpouring of support they've received. Tracy's thoughts are also with the orphanage director. He was unable to cross the border because he's a man in his 50s who may be needed to fight in the Ukrainian resistance.
I'm just so thankful that he took such good care of my kids for the years that they were in his care.
The man is one of the unsung heroes of the war, she says. And now, among her long list of hopes, is that he is safe. For NPR News, I'm Susan Sharon.